I hadn't acted in 3 years, but I told all my college friends who graduated from theater that I was in the movie business. You see, what I did was I worked in a warehouse that made movie screens. Now, you're probably wondering what the process is. Well, it was explained to me by a fine gentleman who later turned out to be a white supremacist and my only friend, who was a former white supremacist because he couldn't reconcile his love of jazz. That's true. Well, anyway, the process of making a movie screen is thus. You put out a large white material with holes in it so that the sound can come through the perforations. It's a long white strip. You put down this little copper coil. You put it on a glass plate. You press it down. It melts through, and it makes a material that is very much like a trampoline. And they stretch it on a vertical screen. Now, the order that I was to do those sad months of my life was for a Los Angeles multiplex where the gang members liked to shoot at the screen whether they hated the movie and twice as much if they really liked it. So we were really busy. We put together like 12 or 13 screens at a time for this one multiplex in Ventura, California. I remember this because the white supremacists would remind me. Former white supremacists. Now, I hated my job. I was working at a warehouse, and I wanted to be an actor. And I wasn't doing a very good job. And every day, I would just make these white movie screens and press the wire down. And every 10 feet was a poster of a G-rated movie that would send us the posters. So I would only get up to Muppet Christmas Carol one day or Hocus Pocus. And every 10 feet, I would press this wire and obviously do it wrong. I was pretty bad at it, actually. Well, one day I decided I was going to get out of this hell, and I was going to audition for something in Baltimore. Yeah. So I tried to audition for the Spotlighters Theater production of Peter Pan. I thought I'd start small. Achievable goals. So I went out and I worked a whole day, and I remember this day very fondly. It was 100 degrees. It was sweltering. We had no AC in the warehouse. I was pressing these hot coils and just sweating, drinking water, just drenched in sweat. And I jumped in my car and I drove to Baltimore, and I was going to go, I'm going to make it. I'm going to do this. I'm going to get Hook, or I'm going to get Peter Pan, or, you know, one of the other guys, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. This time I'm going to do it. This is going to be the start. This is going to be the days where, you know, I talk about this is the beginning of my acting career, you know? So I'm driving there, and I'm driving through the Harbor Tunnel, the Fort McHenry, and I have the sudden urge to pee. And I'm lost. I have to pee. I can't go anywhere. So I had this wide mouth Aquafina bottle. And I'm driving, and I get to what I think is a bank. I don't know where I was. It's St. Paul's, very disorienting. I was a county kid at the time. So I started peeing in the bottle, parked in a car at a meter, just waiting, just peeing. Like, I'm 5 minutes late. I have to go. I don't want to start with a bad precedent. So I'm peeing in the bottle, and I'm thinking about it. Oh, my God, just remember your lines. Just remember the sides. Remember. Oh, my God, I'm filling the bottle. And it gets to the top, and I panic. And I think, what am I going to do? So I open the door, and I slip out of my own vehicle as a truck, and I spray pee all over the windshield. And the passenger seat, and the floorboard, and everywhere. And my other hand's on my penis. And I'm holding a half bottle of pee, and I'm halfway outside of a truck. And I'm staring towards the sidewalk, and there are three East German gentlemen holding cello cases smoking. I'm late. I can't afford to think about this. I have to go. So I zip up, I throw the bottle in the nearest trash can, and I think, I know what I'll do. It's 100 degrees. I'll run. I'll run to the spotlighters. I'll look like I'm sweaty. It was from the sweat. I'm not covered in my own urine. I'm just sweaty. So I run to the spotlighters, and I'm just soaked. I'm just, my hair, everything. And I get there, and I get to the spotlighters, and their air conditioning is broken. Perfect. My cover is not blown. So I go in, and I audition. And I wasn't tall enough for Hook. But I did good because I got Tootles. And Tootles was in Hook. He lost his marbles. I was an actor. I can finally say, your 4 years of college paid for, parents, it's going to start paying for itself. I just became a lost boy in a production at the Spotlighters Theater. So I drove home, and I was just thinking, good, I can finally tell my parents this was worth it. I'm an actor now. I'm in a production. Somebody liked me. And I'm driving through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and I'm about to hit the toll. And I need a dollar. It was a dollar at that point. And I'm looking around, and I can't find a dollar. And I look on the floorboard, and there's a dollar in a puddle. So I grab the dollar, and I unroll my window down, and I drive like 80 miles an hour through the tunnel, and it's just like this. It just straightens, and it goes into a curve. So now it's like that. And I go, please, God, I hope the lady's wearing gloves. I'm so sorry for this. And I get there, and it's an old lady, and she's 65, and she doesn't have gloves on. And I give her the P dollar, and I just drive away, and I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. But I have a story to tell my parents. I'm going to go and tell my parents what just happened. I'm going to tell them the whole story from beginning to end. All the ugly parts, even the pee. I'm going to tell them the whole story. And I get there, and I get right there to my parents' living room right before we're about to eat dinner, and I tell them the story. I go, yeah, and I drove there, and I had to pee, and I peed on a bottle, and then I sprayed pee, and then there was, like, Eastern Europeans. And then I ran, and I got to the spotlights, and I got the part. And my parents laughed at me. Now, these are the parents that had just recently replaced my headshot with a headshot that John Travolta gave them for Ladder 49 because it was across the street from my parents' work. It replaced in the frame where my headshot used to be. It was the same size, they said. So I tell this story, and my mother laughs. She laughs, 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 laughs. And I'm like, yeah. But I did get a part. I'm an actor now. And my brother comes home, and she goes, tell the story. And I go, I got the part as Tootles in Peter Pan. She goes, no, tell the pee-pee. So I'm constantly telling this pee story. Members of my family are laughing. And I think maybe I should have been a comedian. Which I am. Thank you.